Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me again. Continuing to hang around with me, those of you who have been listening already. Those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here as well. Continuing to broadcast from our nation's capital, celebrating Small Business Week. This is the official Small Business Week. I have seen the proclamation that President George W. Bush signed, and I've read every word of it, and it's official, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me on that one. This is Small Business Week, and we've been doing it all week. We've been celebrating all week, even when I wasn't in Washington, D.C., but I am now, and I'm going to be through today, and it's just one of my favorite weeks of the year, especially when I can make my annual pilgrimage to our nation's capital to celebrate it, to help the SBA whoop it up on behalf of small business. Someone else, another group of folks who are always glad to whoop it up on behalf of small businesses, our good friends at the NFIB. And I'm very happy to say that the brand spanking new president of the NFIB, Todd Stottlemyre, is with us right now. Todd had a long career in technology prior to joining the SBA. He was the CEO of a company called Apogen Technologies. And he's now joined the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, as their fifth president. You remember Jack Ferris. He's been on the show many times before. Well, Jack's wandered off into retirement, and he's given the reins over to Todd, and let's welcome him to our world. Todd, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks so much, and thanks for being such a great advocate for small business.
Well, I appreciate that, and I really am excited for you, Todd. I really am, because as you know, I've been a member of the NFIB for about 16 years, which is about twice as long as I've been doing this radio show. So I've been supporting you guys for a long time because you guys have been supporting me. I know the good work the NFIB does. I like telling my audience about it because I think you guys are a good investment, and I want to congratulate not only you for the new job that you have, but I want to congratulate the NFIB for being able to recruit somebody of your caliber.
Well, thanks so much. You know, I've known NFIB for almost 20 years and have worked with the organization in the past, and I can't think of a better organization that is a stronger advocate for small businessmen and women who take risk and start their businesses than NFIB, and I'm really pleased to be here.
I talked about a little bit about your background as we were coming in there, but I'd like for you to take a minute and just give us a little quick tour of where you've been, when you've made payroll, What you know about the challenges of small businesses. Give us a little feel for this guy, Todd Stottlemyre.
Well, thanks, Jim. Well, as you mentioned, I've been in business for 21 years. I've started a business. I've run and grown a business to a larger size, and have always been active in the public policy political process because knowing how that impacts businesses such as mine, small businesses such as mine, I've just thought it's been very important to be involved in that public policy process.
Well, you know, yesterday I emceed the kickoff luncheon for the SBA over at the U.S. Chamber building, and there were several speakers during the day, and everybody had their own little statistic about how important small business owners are and what makes a small business owner and all that sort of thing, but nobody ever said the one thing that I think is what I consider to be the default indicator of a small business owner. And so at the end of the day, as I was wrapping up and closing up the comments and sending everybody off, I ask everyone, you know, I said, if you are directly, personally accountable for making payroll this Friday, please stand up. And all the people stood up, and I said, folks, that's a small business owner.
That's where the rubber meets the road. When you have to meet payroll, when you're responsible for other people, you're exactly right. That is a small business owner.
Well, and those are the folks, Todd, that you and I work hard to support, and we each do it in our own way. But what you guys do at the NFIB is just critical Because, folks, for my little investment that I make every year in the NFIB, I see what they do in Washington, D.C., in the state houses. I get phone calls from them saying they're working on this project or that project. And I probably know, I may know a little bit more than the average NFIB member because they keep me posted as a member of the media. But, you know, Todd, I get stuff all the time from you guys by mail, by email, telling me all the different things you guys are doing on the public policy front. And I just want you to know that I think that's a good thing that I know you're going to continue.
Well, thank you very much. And, again, thanks for your great support for small business and for support for NFIB.
Well, and, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Todd, when we come back, I want you to talk to us about some of the public policy things that are going on right now. I've got some questions for you along that line. I've got some suggestions that I'd like to encourage you guys to focus on. And we're going to do that right after these messages. We're visiting with our new friend, the brand-new president of the National Federation of Independent Business, Todd Stoudemire. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Actually, 17 till. I'll learn to tell time in a minute. 17 until the hour, 43 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating Small Business Week. We're continuing to do that in our nation's capital. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., which is one of my favorite cities in the whole world. And when I get to come to this city and celebrate my favorite people in the world, well, Todd Stoudemire, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Thanks, Jim.
And Todd is the new president of the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. NFIB.com, by the way, is their website, folks. I encourage you to check it out. Todd, we've got some really, really, and I mean, folks, I know sometimes you hear me talking about legislation and you say, okay, here's another one that he's got on his mind. Here's somebody else that he wants us to consider. But I'm telling you, folks, the bill that's coming up in May is... I'm trying to think of a word that justifies how big this is, but let me just say this, folks, it's big. It's really big for small business. Todd, tell us about it.
Yeah, Jim, it doesn't get any bigger. We have a chance for the first time to pass legislation in the United States Senate that would give small business owners the opportunity to purchase health care insurance for themselves and for their employees, and this would be affordable health care insurance. And Jim, as you know, there are 27 million working people that are uninsured today, and 63% of those are either self-employed or they work for a small business with less than 100 employees. Our members have told us for 20 years that health care cost is their number one issue. We've been the leading advocate making this fight to give small business owners the opportunity to purchase affordable health care insurance.
Well, and folks, if you've ever wanted to know who you can thank for us not having universal health care, Hillary Care, as some people call it, from 94, I guess it was, one of the people who would have to be in the front of that line that you'd want to thank would be the NFIB. They didn't single-handedly prevent universal health care, but they were certainly hitched very heavy in the harness, pulling that wagon to prevent that. And I know this is something you guys have been working on for a long time. I've been talking about it on this show since the beginning, since I started broadcasting in 97. This is a big issue. And, you know, Todd, wherever I go, whenever I speak to audiences and I ask them, what keeps you up at night? What is the one thing, if I could give you a silver bullet, you'd think that it would be more sales. You'd think that it would be more capital. You would think that it would be, you know, a lot of other things. But almost invariably, the number one thing is providing health care for themselves and their employees.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, this is a critical vote. The United States Senate, this legislation has passed the U.S. House of Representatives 8 times with strong bipartisan support, but we have not been able to get it to a Senate floor vote, and this Senate floor vote is going to happen in early May. And importantly, as you know, in the Senate, because of the rules of the Senate, you basically need 60 votes to get things passed, not just 50 votes. So what we're working to do is to try to get to those 60 votes so small business owners, like large businesses and like labor unions, small business owners will have the same opportunity to get affordable health care insurance for their employees.
And folks, as you've heard me say dozens of times on this show, what you'll be able to do, if we can get small business health plans passed, you'll be able to band together with your Chamber of Commerce, with your industry group, with an organization like the NFIB, or any of the organizations that lobby and work hard for small business. You'll be able to join those groups and aggregate all of the members, and you get the benefit of the efficiencies. And it just makes it a lot. It's going to make it a lot better. And you know, it's so simple and it's so pure, Todd. I just have to wonder about the motives of people who are against this.
Yeah, it really is amazing to me, Jim, because it's a fairness issue. Big businesses and labor unions, they can do this. They have access to health care. And yet small businesses, as you know, are the ones that are driving the American economy. Small
Right.
businesses are the ones creating the jobs, and yet today don't have access to affordable health care. And this legislation, for the first time, would provide that opportunity. And we need people's help. We need people between now, and I know you've been telling people this for forever, we need people to contact their senators
right.
and ask them to support Senate Bill 1955 that will give small business owners, the engine of our economy, the opportunity to have health care for them and for their employees.
Todd, what I'm concerned about, though, is the compromises. In order to get those 60 votes, I'm concerned about the compromises because we don't need to create a bill and this new capability for small businesses that actually isn't a good deal for us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And very frankly, there is another bill out there, and this bill would tell small businesses that the only access to health care you're going to get is you're going to have to purchase a plan that's similar to the one that's offered to federal government employees. And that's a gold-plated plan. And small businesses that have to compete day in and day out, they can't afford that.
That's right.
So what we're doing is we'll be able to offer really good plans, if you will, a Ford. If you don't have a car today, the fact that you can get a car that works and provides you with basic transportation and not a Cadillac.
Right.
And small businesses can't afford a Cadillac. We know that, but our opponents continue to want to impose on small businesses that they have to purchase a Cadillac.
Well, is there any reason why that if there is a small business owner out there that wants to add riders to their policies, or if an employee says, you know what, I want to pay for this myself, with the plan that you and I agree with, is there any reason why they won't be able to do that?
No.
I mean, that's America, isn't it?
It's a basic fairness issue, Jim. You're exactly
yeah.
right. It's America.
In America, you can buy whatever you want, but also in America, we don't want to have things shoved down our throats, and
that's exactly right.
Tintail, we're going to be right back with our new friend Todd Stottlemyre. He's the president of the National Federation of Independent Business.
Close.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. You can do that, or you can just come and get the blog if you want. But we'll send you the newsletter by email on Sunday afternoon. The blog comes Monday through Friday if you subscribe, or you can go get it anytime you want. And don't forget all the other things you can do on our website. It's all free. It's all there for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And somebody else who really wants that to happen as well is our new friend Todd Stottlemyre, soon-to-be old friend, the newest member of our Brain Trust. Todd is the president of the NFIB, and that's NFIB.com. Todd, you guys got a good website yourself there.
We do. We do. And I would encourage people to get on. A lot of great information, ways to get involved in the political process to help small business.
And next time, folks, an NFIB rep drops by on you, give them 10 minutes of your time on me. I'm going to ask a favor of you. Let him or her tell you a little bit about the NFIB, and if you think you like it, if you get the idea that you like what they say, you probably do, because that's how I joined up. Todd, there's some other legislation that's pretty big for small business in the offing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Jim, really three very significant things. Mostly the action U.S. Senate. The first is repeal the death tax. And as you know, we have been leading this fight. It's a double tax. You work hard all your life, then you lose your business. this legislation had passed in the House with bipartisan support, and again, we're trying to get 60 votes in the Senate. The second issue is...
You know, Todd, let me stop you, you for a second, because one of the things I love to do when we talk about the death tax is remind people that the death tax was established not because somebody thought we needed to pay tax on dying. It was established to pay for a war. The war is over about 108 years ago. We won, and so we need to abolish that tax. It's time.
That's exactly right. And you know, for hardworking men and women who start businesses, because you know they die, not being able to pass those businesses on to their children or other family members is just not fair.
The mechanism for abolishing it is already in place, folks. The thing is on borrowed time. We just need to take one more step to make it official, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that's a big issue for us, a big issue for our members. It's a fairness issue, just like small business health plans.
Right.
The other issue, a lawsuit, abuse reduction, frivolous lawsuits, legislation that would penalize people that bring frivolous lawsuits, and something that's very important to our members, very important to small business. You can't afford this frivolous litigation. And again,
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with if somebody can sue you for anything? And that's the way it is in America.
That's the way it is in America.
A very American is they can sue you for anything. What's unfair about saying, look, if you take up the court's time and the defendant's time, and it turns out that you were just being a predator, you know, we're going to get you. What's wrong with that?
It's a good question. This legislation would put real teeth into penalties if you do that. Very similar to our former parent, England. There's something called the English rule, where if you lose, you pay.
Right.
And so this would would penalize people who bring frivolous lawsuits against small business owners and men and women across the country.
Well, and folks, do we need to talk to the senator or the members of Congress for that?
This is, again, both the death tax and the lawsuit abuse reduction legislation. It's the Senate again, just like the small business health plans. This legislation is passed in the House with strong support. The action is all in the Senate.
Folks, are you starting to get the idea that the Senate doesn't like us? You know, Todd, I'm getting that feeling. What do you think?
Well, you know, the problem is, Jim, as you know, you need 60 votes to get anything done in the Senate, which makes it more difficult to do what's right for America and do what's right for small businessmen, owners across the country.
Absolutely. Okay, Todd, I got about 1 minute. What's the last topic?
Last topic, tax cuts. Making permanent the individual rates, the tax cuts that took place, making permanent capital gains and dividend rate reduction, as well as something called Section 179, which is accelerating depreciation for business investments, critical to small business owners. That's something very significant. Again, the action is in the Senate. That's where we need people's help.
How many economists on both sides of the aisle have written that the tax cuts and the Section 179 acceleration you just talked about, how much those mechanics have caused the economy to get to where it is right now and increase the government's revenue collections?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, we got to wrap it up. It's been a great visit. Thank you for being here. We're looking forward to a lot more with you and to you having a great career working for small business owners at the NFIB.
Jim, thanks to you for being a member for your show and being such a great advocate for small business.
Thanks, Todd. We'll see you next time. Todd Stottlemyre, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the NFIB. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back in the next hour to celebrate small business some more, and then tomorrow I'll be back at home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.